Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Heath and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. There goes Parrish trying to get to third. Davis throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Parrish for the out. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Henderson out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby hits a pop-up towards first. Bhakti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bhakti hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Davis reaches second base with a double. Lansford moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morgan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 2 in the game. Garbi hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Coons pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coons moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Coons moves to third. Lemon moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coons scores. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell is walked intentionally. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Coons now playing left field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 3 in the game. Garbi hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 0 for 3 in the game. Bochte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Lansford scores. Bochte moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Mike Heath. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Tony Phillips. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Lemon, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.